Oh, God. I thank you for being the promise keeper, Lord God. The way maker, Lord God. The healer, Lord God. The deliverer, Lord God. Oh, God, I thank you on today, Lord God, and each and every day that you allow me life in this body, Lord God. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, for being so good, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for being an on-time God, Lord God. You come in right on time, Lord God, not when we want you to, Lord God, but in your perfect time, and Lord God, and in your perfect will, Lord God. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, for being an on-time God, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for coming in, Lord God, every time when it seems to be no way, Lord God. Oh, God, there's no one like you, Lord God. There's no one can do what you do, Lord God. Thank you for your beautiful creation, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for creating all things, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. You've been so good to me. Lord, you are good. You've been so good. Lord, you are good. You've been better than good.
Oh, Lord God. I love me. Hell yeah, 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 ye
We thank you, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you, Jesus. Oh God, there's no one like you, Lord. I thank you for your sweet aroma up in this place today, Lord God. I thank you for what you're getting ready to do, Lord God. You have already came before us, Lord God, and prepared the way, Lord God. Oh God, I thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God. I thank you for meeting us here, Lord God. Oh God, you was already here with us before us, Lord God. Oh God, we thank you, Jesus. Oh God, you made a way when there was no way, Lord God.
There is nobody that is equal. Rain
today, God. We welcome you right now, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. There is nobody else that is like you. There is nobody else that can compare. There is nobody else that is equal, God. Oh God, oh God, oh God. Touch your people on today, God. Touch them in their hearts, Lord. Touch them in their minds, God. Strengthen your people, God, that they may be able to stand. Help your people, God, that they can understand. Oh God, oh God, oh God. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, God. We bless you because you are He. You are He. There's nobody that is like you, God. And we glorify you right now. We give you our best praise. We give you our best worship. Hallelujah. 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 We're not going to be distracted. We're not going to be consumed with the cares of this world and this life. Oh God, we're going to open up ourselves to you right now. Oh God, let your power fall. Let your spirit dwell in this place, God. Meet the needs of your people on today, God. That they may know that you are with them, Lord. Even unto the very end of the world. Oh, mama, nidiloko, shan nidiloka siya. Haya, baha, shan nidiloko siya. Oh God, you're worthy. You're worthy, God. Rain down on us today. Thank you, Jesus. Cover to your blood and hide us behind your cross, God. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. Oh God, my Lord, my Redeemer. Oh, Baba, shande de lokosia. Oh, mama, niyaka shanda. Oh God, strengthen your people. Strengthen your people today, God. Because we need you, Lord. We need you right now, Father God. Because it's some people that tried to come up against us, Lord. It's some folk that have said some things, God. It's some situations that has happened in our lives, Lord, that we really don't know what to do next. So I'm asking you to touch your people right now. Touch us in our hearts and even in our minds, God. Let your will be done in our lives, Lord, that we may know without a shadow of a doubt, God, that you are with us. Oh God, do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. The Lord woke me up at 2:00 this morning. In the midst of him waking me up on this morning, he was showing me some things about how we have to endure so much stuff because of the mouths of people. And so many times that people will say things to you or make you feel some type of way because you speaking or you talking about God. And then they want to put you in that place of being ashamed of your gospel and salvation that you have inside of God. It's so many times that people do not want to hear it. And so they want you to go by their traditions or what a thing should be said or how, should, or how about when it should be said. Huh. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
It's so many times that people got their opinions about how or what you should do. And so they do not just say it, but they even say it to others and try to recruit people or try to close your mouth when it comes to God. It's so many times in our lives that these things happen to us. All for the sake of our spirituality in the Lord. People tell you, oh, don't take all that. People tell you, oh, you know, you need to just try to calm down a little bit. I remember they used to tell me that all the time. Because of their tradition and the way that they look at how things should be. But if you can't lift up your voice here, you sure won't be going to heaven, because that's all we're going to be doing up there. See, people try to quiet the spirit of the Lord, and God is a God of sound. If he was not, we'd all be walking around here mute. We wouldn't hear nothing, and wouldn't know animals, but nobody make nothing make no noise. Even the trees make noise when the wind blow. You can't even see the wind and it make noise. It's so many times the Lord was showing me this stuff, and last week he had me preaching how we are supposed to lift up a standard for him. But see, it goes just a little bit deeper than that, and he wanted me to explain to you guys just how depth it can go. The name of the sermon today is Standards of Fire. Stand strong. See, it be hard for us to stand strong sometimes, because it get hard, or it make us hard. See, the standards of fire goes to an extent that people will try to kill you, but you cannot kill them. It could be in word. It could be in verbiage. It could be in conversation. It could be in a thought. How about that? See, people don't understand that when we get to saying or doing or acting or even being a certain type of way concerning the men and women of God, that we become busybodies. Meddling in other folk, it ain't your business what they doing in God. You just do what you supposed to. What did he say last week or a couple weeks ago? Follow me. Why you worrying about what everybody else is doing? You get your praise on. You get your prayer through. You get your get ugly for the master. Because it's all right. I do all the time. I do all the time. Listen, I'm going to read some scriptures right quick. And then I'm going to go to a story about somebody, about some men that was lifting up a standard for the Lord. And in doing so, their standards cost them something. See, we be so worried and consumed by what people think, because we trying to impress folk. Or we want them to look at us in a certain way, because our thoughts got us thinking they looking at us in another way. We try to prove ourselves, or we try to murder folk. And how this is what my son and my daughter, they hit me to this a couple months ago. We try to kill they vibe. That's a new word. It ain't new. It's new to me. We try to kill they vibe, because they doing something that we desire to do, and yet we can't, because we so worried about what they doing, so we don't even know how to begin to do it. I'm finna prove it. I'm gonna prove it. First Peter, you guys. Standards of fire, stand strong. What is a standard? It's something set up and established by authority as a rule for the measure of quantity, weight, extent, value, or quality. See, we so traditional and so wrapped up with the cares of this world and this life and what or how a thing is supposed to take place in ministry, in churches, or how it is supposed to be done, that our standards has become bleak and clouded. A standard is something set up as an example against which others of the same type are compared. It causes us to start comparing ourselves, not just with one another, but with other ministries or other ministries in an individual, because we all have an individual ministry within us. I'm going to say this one time. Everything was intentionally purposed for his purpose to be purposed. Did you hear what I say? Now, it's up to us to choose to say yes, Lord, or not. It's up to us to lift up that standard in him spiritually and not religiously. So, what is fire? It is severe trials or ordeals. It's several definitions for fire. I'm giving you the ones that the Lord told me to write down. It's intense verbal attacks or criticism. What is fire? It's the depth of feeling. It's a test of faith, patience, or strength. Fire. Standards of fire. It's a depth of feeling. It's a test of faith, patience, or strength. What is to stand? It's to take up or maintain a specified position or posture. Sometimes we can't stand in our right position. Our posture gets off because something was said or something done, or we look at a thing in a certain way. To stand is to be in a particular state or situation as to put up with something painful or difficult. Sometimes it'd be hard for us to put up with stuff. See, we're talking about the standards of fire today, that we may stand strong. It's to be positioned to gain or lose because of an action taken or a commitment made. I'm going to say that again. To stand is to be in a position to gain or lose because of an action taken or a commitment made. Sometimes you got to say, nevertheless, I'm going to stand anyway. What is strong? Having moral or intellectual power. It's effective or efficient, especially in a specified direction. It's not easily injured or disturbed. It's well established. It's not easily subdued or taken. It's able to withstand hardship, strain, or exposure. The name of the sermon today is Standards of Fire. Stand strong. We're going to 1 Peter chapter 4. We're going to 1 Peter chapter 4. I want you guys to understand on today that it's a lot of times inside of our lives that we have a tendency of getting weak in our verbiage, all because of somebody else is saying something, criticizing, and it's causing us to lean to our own understanding. Can you stand strong? These are standards of fire. The standards of fire is, are you still gonna lift up a standard in the midst of the fire? See, because sometimes that fire can get so hot and it start burning you until you want to react, retaliate, get some revenge, or simply shut the mouths of that wicked one. We're talking about the mouths today. First Peter chapter 4, we're going to start at verse 12. Beloved, he let you know I love you even in spite of love.
You need to know that you are loved no matter what's going on. And if God loves you, it don't matter who hates you. It don't matter who talking about you. It don't matter what nobody's saying. Beloved, think it not strange. What is strange? Something that you ain't familiar with. It's a place of discomfort. Ain't that a strange place? Because we don't want to be in a place of discomfort. At least I don't. Not for the sake of others anyway. Okay. How you gonna put me in a place of discomfort all because you ain't comfortable where you are? I'm just saying. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you. It's trying. How's it trying you? Because it's trying to see is you lifted, if you lifting up that standard. Is you holding that standard? Is you standing strong in spite of people talking about you because you spiritual and ain't religious? Is you standing strong because people got something to say about you because you want to talk about God instead of talking about that club? We as people want people to apply themselves to our directives. We as people want other folk not to kill our vibe. We as people want other folk to, how they say it in my day, get on the bandwagon. See, because if you ain't on the bandwagon, you gonna mess around and get left. You see what I'm saying? So because I don't want to get on your bandwagon because your bandwagon ain't the same wagon that I want to ride on. Why you gotta talk about me? Why you gotta say something about me? Why your opinion is so important that you gotta go and tell somebody else? Your opinion that matters little to me. See, we get so discombobulated, not understanding that, I'm going to say this, I say it all the time, tried and true. You're going to be tried in the midst of that thing. But how is you going to act? I know I got a little ahead of myself. Listen to this. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice in as much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering. We don't even look at it like that. But what we need to understand that if he suffered, then we got to suffer too. I'm talking about, baby, the ones that walk with him and listen to him in the synagogue, turned on him the next day and say, crucify him. Kill him. So thinking not strange when your friend, let me say this, your best friend stabs you in the back. Come on now. Thinking not strange that person that you in the bed with at night. We talking about the mouths that I keep saying that silver tongue. The one that'll come and bite you after they sit and sup with you. Them the folk I'm talking about. I'm talking about that standard of fire that causes you to think you walking on hot coals when in actuality it's just the mean in you. I'm a M-E-A-N. Let me go a little further. Who gonna rejoice in that? The Bible says we ought to. Why? That when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with the seed. See, if we lifting up a standard of in the fire, you better believe that the glory of the Lord is going to be revealed inside of you. And it's going to make them even madder. The Bible says that when they came to arrest Jesus, this is what he told them. He said, you think you came to take my life, bro? I'm giving you my life. Don't you know if I call my father and ask him to send a legion of angels, y'all doomed. The Bible says, then he revealed his glory and they fell back as dead men. So, imagine you lifting up a standard for God in the midst of that fire. And you on fire. And they can't put it out with no water. See, because God is a consuming fire, baby. See, sometimes you just got to just be quiet. Don't try to defend you. Please don't say nothing. See, because you're going to be tempted, please understand, to make sure you defend yourself. But please, you ain't got to justify yourself. Guess what? The folk and the people don't even matter. Because as they continue to talk, they really ain't doing nothing but introducing the God in you. Because they ain't saying nothing. They gonna call you all kind of names. They gonna try to make other people think and believe that you scared. I am. I'm scared simply for you. For real. Because the Bible declares that if you offend the least, I may not be what you think I am, but you sure speaking it in my life by talking about me. Oh, they think that they're all that. They think that you think I am. You said you. So go ahead and keep speaking it. Come. Bring it on, baby. See, I'm just going to lift up that standard in the midst of the fire because I don't want to get offended. Because if I get offended, you in trouble. For the Bible says that if you offend the least of these, it's best. Now listen to this. It's best for you if you put a milestone about your neck and cast your arm. It's better for you to kill yourself than to offend me. Did y'all get that? In the midst of it, lift up that standard of fire. Listen to this. But rejoicing as much as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with it. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye. Because people is going to try to shut you up when you trying to talk about God. Okay. Can I say this? See, because people gonna always look at your past or what you did. You can be done got drunk yesterday, got high the day before, and today God has delivered, healed, and set you free. And you speaking of the goodness of him, and you done stop doing what you done do, they ain't gonna let you forget what you did yesterday. But yesterday don't exist no more. Y'all get it? See, that's something that has passed away in my life. And so I'm into a new place right now. And because I'm in that new place, you may not understand why I'm screaming and hollering and shouting. Because I got tired of getting drunk. So I'm screaming and hollering and shouting that I'm sober for a change. Did I stop somebody there? Because I don't want nobody to think I'm pointing a finger or wagging a head. We talking about moi. You see what I'm saying? I say this because I remember when my mother passed away 3 years ago and I had went to Michigan and I was trying to reason with my sister about doing some things concerning my mother and her coming of death. because the Lord had already told me she was going to die. My sister didn't want to accept it, but that's a whole nother sermon example. And so in the midst of it, my sister, every time I said something to her, I say, can we just, you know, talk about what we're going to do with mama, with the sister. We're not, now my mama's sitting right there in the bed, and she said, I want y'all two to come together, to make a decision about me and what y'all want to do with me together. And so I said, okay, mama. My sister said, oh, that ain't going to happen. Now, mind you, I'm the oldest. I ain't say nothing. I just looked at her. She said, you ain't even been here. You've been down there in Mobile. And you such and then she instantly shifted and started talking about me and my relationship with my father. Now that'll put fire under you. Did you hear what I say? It'll make you wanna. And so I just looked at her and I asked her this. I say, what do they got to do with mama and her death? Well, you such and such. You're not married and you're not this and you're not that and you ain't doing nothing. You ain't got no job and you ain't worked in years and such. I say, first of all, I am married to Jesus Christ. Secondly, I got a job and that's for God. I say, thirdly, you don't know absolutely nothing about me because you have not talked to me or said anything to me in over 25 years. I say, so how do you know? And then my mama said, I'm going to argue. I said, mama ain't arguing. I just asked her a question. What do any of this, my salvation, my relationship with God, what I'm doing in the Lord, what my life status, what do that got to do with anything that we supposed to be talking about concerning mother? What do that? Oh, and then she got to going off again. Then I looked at mama. I said, you sleepy? She said, yep. I said, me too. Baby, me and my mama went to sleep on her. Still standing there talking. See, sometimes in the midst, listen to this. In the midst, people will start talking and start doing and performing and acting deeds towards you all because they ain't doing it. Especially when it got something to do with your relationship with God. Did y'all hear what I say? Look, I'm gonna prove it. I'm finna prove it to you. If you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you, for the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. So they see something down inside of you that they want to be seen on you. Did you hear what I say? Listen to this. On their part, he is evil spoken of. I just gave y'all that example. But on your part, he is glorified. So keep talking. Because the only thing that you are doing is proving everything that the scriptures say. On their part, they may speak evil about you. They may try to even make people or try to convince people otherwise what the truth really is. Can I say, even if they hear you talking to somebody else about God, they may even try to shut you up. Don't say nothing. Damn that. Baby, I'm going to get a bullhorn. Did you hear what I say?
I can't help.
I'm going to get a bullhorn, and I'm going to turn the volume all the way up. Because your tradition of what you believe will run somebody away is actually planting a seed that the next person can water that they may just may, the Bible says so, consider. See, standards of fire, you gotta stand strong even in spite of. We get so messed up and so discombobulated until we say, oh, I got church. No, you don't. You got folk hurt. The church ain't did absolutely nothing to you. It's the folk. The Lord told me, they kept on picking on me at this ministry. When I tell y'all, they kept on picking at me. They kept on saying, going to the pastor, to, well, she said this and she said that. Before I get to that story, listen to this. Let me go a little bit further. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's matters. Because that's what they was doing. They was trying to kill me, baby. They wanted me to die. They wanted the spirit of the Lord to die inside. The Lord showed me a big old syringe. And he showed me how they had stuck it in my arm and was trying to draw out the anointing. They wanted to kill any and everything that was down in the inside of me that had everything to do with God. They was big. They was meddling in my business, wasn't they? They was being evil. That was an evil. They was trying to kill. The Bible says in the midst of us going through this stuff, don't you be accused of being what they are. You understand what I'm saying? So it's going to be hard for you to shut your mouth sometimes. Turn your back and simply walk away. Put your hands in your pocket so you won't swing or wing nobody's neck. Did y'all hear what I say to you? I'm just saying. Because it make you want to backslide. Not just backslide, baby. You stroking. You hear what I say? You doing a backstroke, not sliding back. See, when you slide back, it ain't. But when you stroking, baby, it don't. You don't know who you going to hit. Did you hear what I say? I'm just saying. See, the Bible say, but let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other men's business. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed. Don't be ashamed of who and what you are in God. Baby, because they wanted to despise my youth. They did not want to hear the truth. When I sit up here and tell you, them folk and them people, they was biting, chomping, kicking, scratch. They was doing all manner of evil. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I ain't going back to that ministry. He said, yes, you is. I said, now why you want me to go back there and keep telling them? Because I said you belong to me. You belong to me. So it don't matter what nobody else say. If I tell you to go and tell that person something, you tell them. Who are you going to obey, man or me? Are you? So he made me sit there for a whole nother 2 years. But I ain't know that he was teaching me how to stand strong. I ain't know that he was teaching me how to endure in the midst of the fire. Just to let me know, baby, I'm talking about my sister and my mama trying to get me locked up in an asylum at that same time, saying that I was crazy. It wasn't God talking to me, but it was the devil. That's what they said. They got the pastor in cahoots with him. Because he did not want to hear the correction that the Lord had me to tell him. And the Lord simply had me to say one thing to him. Do not lose your salvation for the sake of your children. Oh, baby, that stirs something up in that brother. You hear what I say? They did not want to hear. If you say something else, Sister Yvette, we're going to put you out this church. Now they trying to take God's glory. Because this is stuff. This is all his. They are. See, it's these traditions. The people that are in authority try to put a yoke on your neck that they cannot even break off their own neck. You understand what I'm saying? They got all these rules and regulations that goes. And I tell everybody, when you come to this ministry, please don't be looking for the normal. Because I don't know what God going to do up in this piece. I ain't trying to stop because it ain't even my business. See, everybody don't want to accept that. They don't want to accept the correction. They don't want to say, you should be glad God correcting you because he love you enough to make sure you get it right because he wants you to come up there with him. So why are you mad? Here's a, listen to this. Listen to this. For the time has come that judgment must begin where? I just said it. At the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be for them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous, the ones that think they got it together, come on y'all, scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in what? Well doing as unto a faithful creator. So, what about the standards of fire? What about lifting up a standard for God in the midst of the fire? Because that's what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. See, they wanted them three men to go by the traditions that what authority had put up before them. In the midst of them doing that, other folk was being busybodies watching them. What they doing? How they doing? See, because they was already mad because they was in authority. They was already mad because they was favored. They was favored. Now it's a different from God showing you favor and you being favored. Because he shows all favor. Why? Because we breathe. But to be favored, that means you special. That means you special. What did the disciples say? He said, Lord, you done told me what you was going to do with me. What about him? The Bible says he looked over and saw the disciple that God loved. He favored them, right? See, mess around and be willing and obedient if you want to. Okay. You ain't going to just have favor. You're going to be favored. And it don't matter what nobody else do or say against you or try to defame you or try to make you look like what you ain't. When you are everything that God said you are. Okay. See, why? Can I read this story right quick, y'all? I'm going to hurry up. Daniel. Let's go to Daniel. I'm going to read the story right quick. Chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 60 cubits and the breadth thereof was 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent to gather together the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, and the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. See, I ain't for all that traditional stuff. You ain't going to make me do absolutely nothing that's contrary to this book right here. But listen. Then the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, and the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces were gathered together into the dedication of the image that Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. And they stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. Then a herald cried aloud. To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whoso falleth not down and worship shall the same hour be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and all kinds of music, all the people of the nations and languages fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. These the busybodies, y'all, and other folk business. Tell people to get out your business and don't be nasty. You could just simply say, why don't you just leave me alone, mind your own business? Why are you over here? Would you come get? Because there's a whole lot of folks that spectators. They want to come give you something to talk about. It's a whole bunch of gossipers got their opinions. And that. You just tell the folk and the people, say, what have I to do with you? And that's what Jesus said. Jesus asked the folk, what am I to do with you? What I mean to you? What? So why you with it? Okay, I'm going to go on. They spake and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whosoever falleth not down and worship that, he shall be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Here go these accusations. People always want to accuse you of something that they need to be doing because they see you doing it. Are y'all following me today? Folk always want to be you. Did you hear what I said? Folk will want you to drop dead so they can step in your body. People will try to make you think and believe that you're doing something oh so wrong or too much or something when all you're doing is simply what the Bible says. Listen to this. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of the Babylon. Now mind you, these are people that was favored. If y'all read the book of Daniel, you will understand what I'm talking about. They was favored. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego was favored, baby. Listen to this. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these men, O king, have not regarded thee. In other words, they have took what you said and disregarded it. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image that thou hast set up. Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fear, see, sometimes when people hear the truth, they don't know how to accept it, and it'll cause them to get mad. So listen. Nebuchadnezzar already knew who God was because God has already made him to eat grass and grow claws and hair like a beast. Right. He should have had enough.
But he had enough yet because he wanted to keep doing what he wanted to do and how he wanted to do it. And he wanted to rule over the people and the folk and to make them do something that he already knew.
Could nobody stand before God? Now listen to this. This is a man that know. Some people already know who God is, baby. And they still want that. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Let me read on. Then Nebuchadnezzar in his rage and fury commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said unto them, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, do not ye serve my gods nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if ye be ready that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, and the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast in the same hour into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? See, some people think they untouchable and all that. Some people think that they so much better than you and they got so much clout with other folk. And to these other folk could try to come in cahoots with them. Did these men get in cahoots together and then try to turn the heart of the king when the Bible says that the king heart rests in the palm of the Lord's hand? See, we keep forgetting. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are, listen, not careful to answer thee in this matter. They never said we're going to be careful what we say. They say we are not careful. So in other words, they weren't scared of the head man in charge. See, sometimes you got to lift up a standard in the fire, baby. You got to lift up a standard in the midst of the fire in order to know that you cannot be burned. Listen. If it be so, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. And he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not. Sometimes you got to say, nevertheless, Lord, whatever your will is. If you don't want me to be delivered and you want me here, Lord, I'm going to stay right here until you tell me to go over there. Lord, if you want me to go through this turmoil and you wanted me to be tormented and ridiculed by these people, Lord, I know it's for a reason. I may not understand what that reason is, but nevertheless, Lord, I'm still going to hold my peace because I know that you can deliver me. But even if you don't, I'm still going to stand. I'm still going to stand. Not only am I going to stand, I'm going to make sure it's known. Let me prove it. Let me prove it. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Now, when they say his visage was changed, that means his attitude changed towards them. Why? Because he the one that gave them their job. See, don't y'all let nobody try to change you from serving and speaking about God. Don't you be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. I don't give a rat's tail what they say. Because they try to do it on your job. You don't supposed to talk about religion while you here. Okay, I ain't going to talk about it to you, but let me tell you something, bro. Did you know God? Okay. See, because everybody don't want to accept the truth. And God is the way, the light, and the truth. The truth, the light, and the way. He is the way, the truth, and he is everything that we need him to be. I got to turn it around, see, because some of us get confused and think it's just in one way. But baby, God is versatile.
I need to change this. I need to change this because I need y'all to hear me beautiful. God is so versatile.
And so in the midst of his versatility, we get confused by him being the creator. Did I say confused? Because that's what happened to Nebuchadnezzar. Duh. See, sometimes we have to be reminded of who God is concerning you, because I'm going to say this. He your spokesman.
Yes.
Did you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
You ain't got to try to justify, prove yourself, or get your opinion. You ain't, just be, You ain't got to say, by you being quiet, don't you know God's glory is resting upon you? And folk looking like, why they smiling and ain't that? Because I ain't got time for the foolishness. I ain't got time for the foolishness. Listen to this. Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore, he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 17 times more than it was wont to be heated. Now watch this, y'all. Watch this. And he commanded the most mighty men. Now mind you, the head man in charge caused the baddest and the best in his army to come and grab 3 little bitty old Jews. Did y'all hear what I say? Why you getting the biggest in the back? Oh, so now you want to throw your weight around? Watch this. Watch this. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army. See, some people going to think that they better than you, or think they know more than you, or think that they can speak better, they're prolific enough. Oh, okay, watch this. And there in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men was bound in everything that they had, their coats, their hoses, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Listen to this. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent and the furnace exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach. See, let me sit up here and tell you something. The people who trying to come up against you and speak all kind of foolishness, baby, God will put them all the way down here. He'll make them look ashamed. He'll make them be confounded. That lie and that thing that they tried to say or do towards you, baby, it'll turn around and it'll smack them down. And you ain't even got to be the one swinging. Did y'all hear what I say? Look, let them talk. You just shh. Don't say nothing. Let them think the way that they want to think. Shh. You ain't got to be a man, Rita, baby. You ain't got to worry about what nobody said. You ain't got to justify yourself. You ain't got to defend yourself. You ain't got to convince others. You, if somebody come and tell you that somebody else said something, tell them to hold on and then just hang up. I do it all the time. I be, could you hold on for a minute? My kids in the old days, they said, Mama, did you speak the tone off? You know, because back then they had a dial tone. That's the only thing you're going to be talking to. Because I ain't got time for that food. I'm not fit to entertain it. I'm not going to entertain what they say, he say, she say, wait, say. I know what God say. And if God be for me, you cannot stand against me. You're going to be walking around on stumps, boo. I almost demonstrated that. Y'all almost made me get down and get on my knees. You going to be walking around on nubs. I'm telling you. Listen. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fiery furnace? They answered and said unto the king, true, O God. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Now you know Nebuchadnezzar knew who he was, right? He knew. He, why? Because he had a personal encounter with him. Baby, sometimes it's going to be the people that got that personal encounter with God that's going to be trying to burn you up, that's going to be trying to murder and kill you, that's going to be a busybody in your business when they need to be taking care of their own. My mama say, you will be busy all year long if you take care of your business 6 months and leave mine alone the other six. That my mama used to tell me that, bless her little heart. Then Nebuchadnezzar came into the mouth of the burning fire and first said, spake and said, see, sometimes God will raise you up so, baby, until people be so astonished at what they tried to kill or what they tried to murder or what they tried to run away or what they tried to lie about, that they'll come to you asking you questions. See, you ain't got to say nothing. Listen to this. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God. He knew who they was when he threw them in there. He knew just who he was. People can know who you is. You think that's going to shut them up? Lift up a standard in the midst of the fire and stand strong. Did y'all hear what I say today? It does not matter what, no, stand strong in the midst of the fire. He knew who they was. He say, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and the captains, and the king and counselors being gathered together saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power. See, ain't nobody got no power over me because of what they say. It don't matter. Your words can't rule me. It's only one person that rule me, and that's the Most High, one true and living God. You don't have that kind of power over me that I can say something to you and have you so mad and angry. You won't. Don't let nobody have that kind of power over you. When they open up their mouth or they say a word, baby, they got too much power over you. You letting that rule you? ain't a servant of the Most High God. Don't you get mad at what you see when you know what you see, what you see. Don't let that have power over you. Ain't nothing got power over me. I wouldn't give a rat's tail. God can give you a house, a car, all the money in the world that you want, any and everything. Don't you let that have power over you. Did you hear what I say? Only God should have power over you. So when you do walk through that fire, you listen, this was going to happen. Let me tell you. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's council, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their heads singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of the fire was passed on. So, baby, you guess what? Don't allow what nobody else say to change you. Don't let it change your attitude. Don't let it change you lifting up a standard for the Lord. Don't you become a stench to the nostrils of the master. Don't you allow your hair to get frizzy when it was straight, all because of what somebody done said or what somebody did. Oh, let me say this. Don't allow your own thoughts to have power over you, boo. Ask the Lord to deliver you from your own self. Because if you allow your own thoughts to have power over you, then what that person said or what that person did is going to rule you. And it's going to cause you to get into a place to becoming a murderer or an evildoer or a busybody or somebody that's just simply trying to kill your vibe. You know you can kill your own vibe. You can kill your own vibe, baby. You ain't got to prove nothing to absolutely nobody. Lift up a standard in the fire and stand strong. Be like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Walk through the fire, baby. Because I ain't stinking. My hair ain't out of place. And you ain't got no power on me. So keep on talking. Keep on saying what you got to say. Keep on acting the way you got to act. You ain't moving me with that. You're not going to change my facade. My attitude ain't going to change towards you. Because yours has changed towards me. See, these was the men that used to work with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They walked with them in ministry, baby. These were the ones that used to sit in the synagogues and talk with. I'm talking about us as y'all, the folk and the people. Even the ones on the outside looking in. See, because we got some spectators, we got some lookers, we got some seers, baby. We got some accusers. We got all kind of folk. Y'all heard that song, People, Lord, deliver me from people, then forgive me for being one of them people. See, I'm just saying what the Lord showed me this morning. How we was as people. And knowing that in the midst of it all, we still have to lift up a standard in the fire. We be so worried about what our relatives and stuff saying about us. You think I give a rest till with my sister and my... I don't give a rest till... They ain't got no power over me. Then what? You can say whatever you say. You can think whatever you think. You can do whatever you do. I just want you to look at me. Just keep on looking. Keep on looking. I ain't going to say a word. You can keep on looking. You can keep on walking. You can keep on talking. You can do what else. Guess what? You ain't got no power over me. My sister was so mad at me until I had to ask her. I said, why you mad? What did you even mad at? What did I do to even make you mad? See, when you do not allow stuff to have power over you, and you still smiling, at that make them mad. People get mad because you ain't. I'm going to say it again. People get mad because you're not. And that is really funny. And so the more you laugh, the madder they get. Baby, they done put you in the fire and threw fuel on it. And you still laughing. And they getting madder and madder. They wondering why their words have no effect on you. That's because I got my mind on God. I'm in perfect peace, baby. My mind is on the Lord because I'm trying to make sure it stay there so that I won't go to hell with you. Because that's where we're going to go. Hell or jail, boo. Hell or jail. You see what I'm saying? We have to allow the Spirit of the Lord to overpower us. That nevertheless, if he allowed me to go through this, or if he delivered me from it, Lord, I'm still going to lift up a standard in the fire. Okay. I'm still going to lift up a standard for you, God. I'm still going to love you if you take away any and everything that you gave me. Because it wasn't nothing I did on my own. I ain't taking. See, we try to take his glory. I did this all by myself. Ain't nobody help me do nothing. Don't. Shh. Ain't nobody never been there for me. Shh. He said, I never leave you, never forsake you. God never turned his back on us. We turn his eye back on him. Why do you say that, Pastor? Because he says nothing will separate my love from you. Nothing. It ain't nothing that you can do to stop him from loving you. Now, okay, I'm going to say that again. I don't care how many times you fall. I don't care how many times you backslide. He said he made it to a backslider. He also said a just man falls 7 times, but he get back up and he ain't cast out. Okay. I don't care how many times you did this or did that or tried this or tried that. Please understand that nothing that you do is going to stop God from loving you. Did you hear? Baby, we'll stop loving him before he stopped loving us. And even in us stop loving him, guess what? He still loves us. Nothing.
Thank you, Lord.
He did say your sin will separate you from me, but it will not stop me from loving you. Are y'all? See, because we got too many regrets. Our regrets is we did something or said something and we worried about what people say or what they think or do that person forgive me. That the clutter, you're fuzzing up your own mind again, move to fall. That ain't even important. Because it don't even exist no more. It's over. I don't even know why he had me to preach this stuff today. Because let me tell you something. Words, but sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's a lie. That's a lie. They will hurt you. Just do not allow them to have power over you. Did you hear what I say? Because these things is what rules our lives. It causes us to get into a place that ain't healthy for us. I'm going to say it again. Jail or hell? Jail or hell? When it start ruling over us. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. I want y'all to write down anybody's name, any situation, any concern, anything that you are going through now or have went through and you can't get past and get over. Write it down. Because we're going to put this stuff on the altar. She finna give y'all some stuff. We're going to put this stuff on the altar. And we're going to give it to. I want y'all to leave it right here today. Don't take it back with you. Don't take it back with you. Don't let it have that kind of power and rule over you. Don't allow yourself to get into a place where you do not or cannot break free from the bondages of the past. Because it's just that. The past is just that. Are y'all following me today? Do y'all hear me today? We're talking about standards in the fire. Stand strong. You ain't got to prove nothing to nobody. You ain't got to tell nobody nothing. You ain't got to even try to convince nobody absolutely, because you already got a mediator. You already got somebody who knows it all. You ain't got to try to convince. You ain't got to do any of those things. You're lifting up a standard for the Lord. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. Write down all this stuff. Sometimes we have to allow the Spirit of the Lord to fill us so that all this other stuff won't consume us. Did y'all hear what I said? Because if we do not have the Spirit of the Lord, then it's going to be hard for us to lift up a standard in the midst of the fire. And fire do burn, you guys. It do puts us in a place where we allow it to rule us. I'm going to say it one more time. Don't allow nothing to have so much power over you that it alters your attitude, your decisions, the way you look at people, the way you treat people, and the way that you act. That's giving too much power to the enemy, y'all. Too much. Too much. Yellow sheets of paper and red pens. The yellow represents the sun and the red represents the blood. I want you guys to write down all that stuff. That I want you to leave it right here. Don't take it back out the door with you. Remember, absolutely nothing should have you in a place where you cannot release it unto the Lord. Nothing and nobody. Please hear me today. I don't care if you're in the midst of the fire. Stay in that fire. Because you do not know what he's burning off of you. Y'all know he had me to preach a sermon, Breaking the Brokenness. So in the midst of you being in that place of brokenness, he breaking some stuff off of you still. Still, y'all. Please understand that. Write down all that stuff. That individual, that name, that situation. And remember, the past is simply that, the past. It do not exist anymore. You can't get a do-over. And you sure can't change it. Let it go today. Ask the Lord to fill you and keep filling you, that it overflow. Because he's the only one that be able to keep you in that fire. He did it for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Even in the midst of the head man in charge trying to throw his weight around. It don't matter. Let the folk try to throw their weight around. Just, I'm going to say it again. Shh. Don't say nothing. You ain't got to argue back with folk. You ain't got to convince nobody nothing. You ain't got to try to get your opinion across. Just shh. Because let me tell you something about God. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to say it 3 times today. He your spokesman. He your spokesman. Write all these things down on a yellow sheet of paper and put them up here on the altar. When you come to the altar, you guys, please start praying for yourself as I get ready to pray for you, because it's praying time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. When you come up here, don't worry about what nobody else is doing. Don't get so distracted on how they doing it, or when they doing it, or should they do it. Only thing I want you to do is just concentrate on the Lord yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're opening up our hearts right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because there's some things and some situations and some concerns and some problems and some challenges and some experiences, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that has caused us to get into a battle act, Lord, and we don't know how to get out. Lord, we think and believe, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that we need to defend ourselves when you are our defender. Lord, as your people write these things down and they bring them to the altar, Lord, I'm asking you to consider. I see some people still writing. Take your time. Y'all know I'm never in a rush to get out of the presence of the Lord. Feel your people, God, as they empty themselves out right now. After you write these things down, please. Everybody come to the altar. Put it on the altar. Start praying for yourself. Start praying about that situation, that concern. Let's welcome the Lord into our situation. Let's welcome into our circumstance. Let's welcome him into all the stuff that we have no control over. That thing that concerns us. If you're standing in a gap for somebody else, it's something that's heavy on your heart. Something that you've been carrying for too long.
Somebody tell them your own words. We welcome you. We welcome you not just in this place, but we welcome you in our hearts.
That thing that's been a strain on your brain. We want to give it to the Lord right now, because sometimes, baby, we get sick and tired of people trying to come up against us and attack us, all because we choose to serve the Lord, all because we are obedient to his will and his way.
You can't stay in the position you're in.
right now. It can't contain what he wants. He's expanding your voice. And he's losing you into that ministry.
Oh,
Spirit of the living God, we give you permission. nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with me. But everything to do with you. I call you Jack. I call you Jack. I call you Jack.
For his people today. And so she's going to lay her hands on every individual in here. And whatever the Lord do, whatever the Lord say, is God. And so I want you guys to line up in the altar, please. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Jesus.
A woman of a mark of faith, Riva Shin Man of fire, man of excellence, man of dignity, man of integrity. You are small in stature, but you are mighty. You're a mighty man. Today I salute you, you mighty man.
Thank you. I am a Yakuraba.
Continue to do good and business in all things. May you be a Babasia.
Thank you. You can claim. Come on, just reach up and say, Yeah. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. Oh, God, you are faithful to perform that thing, Lord God. You are faithful to perform that thing, Lord God. Oh, God, we bless you. We bless you, God. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, God. 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 We bless you, God.
Oh,
Lord. You are great and greatly to be praised. Oh God, your word is simply yes and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just praise him. See, don't nobody understand why we praise him the way we praise him, but he's worthy. Lord, we give you the glory and the honor, Lord. We give you the praise, Lord. It is due you, God. It is you, God, and that nothing we are doing on our own. We bow down to you right now, God. We reverence you right now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Come on, y'all. Let's get God another hand clap. Come on, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Stand to your feet and let's bless him. Come on, let's bless him. Give him your best praise. Give him your best worship. Open up your mouths and say thank you. Open up your mouths and glorify the Most High God. He's worthy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise him like you ain't near Gosana. You ain't got near it, Gosana. Bless him on today. Don't be modest. Don't worry about what nobody else is doing. But you bless the Lord with the fruit of your lips. That's why he created us. Glory. Hallelujah. Let him know you love him. Tell him you appreciate him. Let him know he is everything to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're a great God. You're a great God. You're a great God. Hallelujah. There's nobody that can compare. There's nobody that is equal. It is you, God, that sits high and looks low. Glory! That's it, that's it. Hiya, Baba Hashana. Hiya, Niloko Sana. Let's glorify the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Oh, Baba Hashana, Niloko Sana. He done did great things for us. He done turned some things around. He has spoken his word today, and it's yes and amen. Hallelujah. God is great and greatly to be praised. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 You are marvelous, God. You're a marvelous Lord. You are he who was, who is, and who is to come. You, God, is the Alpha and Omega. You wrote our story, God. Hallelujah. You are the one with the master plan. Glory. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord put us some things for you. He's shuffling up some things. It's been a shift in the atmosphere, y'all. I know I ain't the only one that feel that shift. It's a shift taking place. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Anything that you want, you can get it right now. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God. Oh God, succumb your people, God. Masturbate them in your glory, Lord. Endow them with your spirit, Jesus. Everything that's causing your people to be bound, Lord, loose them from it. Free them from it, God. Break the chains. Loosen the links, Lord. Remove the bands on today. Free your people indeed, Lord. Do it, Jesus. Do it, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is doing something major in our lives, y'all. Oh, Baba Bashia. We need such a rush to get out of his presence. Baby, don't you know this is the only place we should be? Hiya, mama, nidaloko sanaha. Move by your spirit, God. Oh, mama, nidaloko shan nidalakasiya. That's it, baby. It's okay. Just have your way, Lord. Move in this place, God. Hiya, nidaloko sanaha. Move by your power, Lord. Move by your might, Jesus. Move by your spirit. Rest on you. Take habitation in your feet. Hi, God. Hi, mama, man, nidaloko sana. Oh, Baba, share the loco sana. Do it. Hi, mama, nidaloko sana. Some of that spirit of worry and troubling in the man, Lord. Touch the minds of your people, God. Stabilize their thoughts, Jesus. Anchor your people, God. Oh, mama, thank you, Jesus.
You're worthy, Lord. searched all over, couldn't find nobody. I looked high and low, still couldn't find nobody. Nobody greater. Nobody greater. There's nobody greater than you. This is our personal prayer to the Lord. Don't watch anybody around you. Today is a beautiful day to give thanks to the Lord. He has done great things and he has seen us to do great things. We are in the land of the living. Many persons are in homes that they cannot move. Many persons are in the hospital bed where they're unconscious and they have no cognizance of what's taking place around them. But we have the opportunity to worship the Lord in beauty and holiness, in spirit and in truth. This is holy ground. Worship him.
Holy, holy, holy.
Hallelujah. I thank God for his word on today. There's no better place than to be in his presence. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I love the Lord, and I won't take it back. I'm like, I don't care if don't nobody else praise God and give him salutations. I'll do it. I give it to him. Baby, I give it. I told y'all I'm going to get a bullhorn. Y'all think I'm kidding, don't y'all? I'm not playing. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, y'all, one more time. Let's just give God another hand clap of praise. Because he is the best thing that ever happened unto me. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for your covering. Thank you, God. We give you the salutations and we bow down to you as being our Lord, our God, our King, our everything. We want to let you know, God, that we lifting you up. It's nothing that we are doing on our own, but it is you, God. And we bow down to you on today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to thank God for his word on today, because God is great and greatly to be praised. Y'all hold on to what the Lord has said on today. Y'all hold on to that thing. It don't matter what nobody else say. It don't matter what nobody else doing. You get God for yourself, baby. Did you hear what I say? God is great and he is greatly to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and our offering. Oh, Lord, I just thank you, God. I just thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He come to local sinner. That's it. Run into your destiny, baby. Run into your destiny. Sometimes we got to run into our freedom. We got to run into our peace. We got to run into our belief. We got to run into that hope. We got to run into that thing that God has already declared and decreed. Glory! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't you stop praising him, man. Don't you stop. You give him any and everything in you. God done heard your prayers. He done seen your tears. He know what you have to endure. He know what you've been going through. God ain't forgot about you and the promises that he gave you. Be it unto you according to what you believe, says the Lord of hosts. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God is great. It's some miracles that can take place right now. That thing that you desire. Did you hear what the prophet said? That he said that he opened up the windows of heaven. You can get anything that you want from God right now. Right now. Just watch your motives and intentions. My God. Healing is in that place today. Freedom is in that. Hope and restoration. God say he restoring his people back in their proper position. Y'all know what that is? It's good. It's good. God say everything that he made was good. Jesus. Restore us your people, God. Oh, my man, Nidalokoshana. Oh, God, I pour your spirit even the more, Lord. He come, Nidalokoshana. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I just see doors just swinging open. They just swinging open. I'm talking about ancient doors. Y'all ever seen them medieval movies? Them angel. This is stuff that has been stored up and declared and decreed on our lives all along. It's reaping season. He said, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. God arms are not slack and neither are they short. He cannot lie. Guess what, y'all? If you didn't know, he can't die either. Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. I'm telling you, Annette, you ain't got to worry. You done already done told him. He done already heard you. He done already said it is done. Don't you take that stuff back out that door with you. Don't take it back with you. I'm telling y'all, everything you put on that altar, leave it right there. Even if it was a silent petition, leave it right there. Don't you take it back with you. Don't take it back with you. I don't want nobody leaving here the same way that they came. Yes, absolutely not. Yes, we're not doing that.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, my soul say yes.
That's
Lord.
It.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
That's
yes,
it.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. What they thought they saw, he's going to dry it up. It's going to disappear. It's going to disappear. You just keep standing on his word. I know he can do it because I know he did it for me. Did you hear what I say? What they thought they saw, God said he's going to move it out the way. It's going to disappear. It's going to as be like it was never there. You think I don't care how long you done had it. I don't care how long it's been sitting, laying dormant. It's laying dormant for a reason. Did you know that? See, it can't be moved until he speak, move. If he can tell the wind to do whatever he wanted to do, baby. People been waging war for your life.
Yes, Lord. Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You shall live.
Yes, Lord.
And you shall not die.
Yes, Lord.
And you will declare the works of the Lord. Did you hear me?
Jesus.
Now what they thought was just that. A thought.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I declare and I decree it right now in the name of Jesus. It is so. I believe God. I believe everything that God tell me is true. Hey, I'm a witness, baby. I know what he can do. A thing is but a small. The Lord say it don't even exist to him. Our problems is as a drop in a bucket, baby. It's as nothing to him. And stop worrying about money, too. Don't even worry about that no more. Don't even worry about that no more. See, everything gotta happen in its set time for a purpose. See, we be thinking that we need a certain other thing. Or we want that thing right quick because we think that it'll work it on out. Yeah, the Bible says that money solves everything. But the love of it will put you in a wrong place. You had a wrong thought. You had a wrong attitude. I want everybody in here to get up out your seat just for 1 second. I want y'all to step to the side and move out of his way. We're not going to block him no more. We're going to let God be God.
Yes, Lord.
gonna let him be any and everything that we need, because we got our hands in his business. We doing too much. You take your hands off his business. You take care of his business, he'll take care of yours. I guarantee you that. He ain't let me down yet, y'all. I'm telling y'all. He said, let not your heart be troubled. There's absolutely nothing that we should be concerned about. Nothing. Don't you worry, your pretty little head. Did you hear what I say? Because they wanted to get an image of the inside of my head. And they told me that I had a cyst on my brain, my front temporal lobe, that would cause me to become a vegetable. And it was the size of a dime. Okay? They said, but we're going to monitor it because we just saw it. We'll see you back in 3 months. So in 3 months, when I went back, it was the size of a nickel. Okay? So when I went back, they said, oh, it's getting larger, so we're going to have to do something about that. We're just going to wait and make sure that it don't get any larger, because sometimes it just swells and then it'll go back down. I went back 3 months later, it was the size of a quarter. Are you listening to me? Headaches just getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And so the doctor came in there and he said, Miss Tate, we're going to have to do surgery and remove it. And it is no guarantee that you'll be yourself. You may become a vegetable. And you may be okay. You may be not. And I just listen. See, sometimes you got to shut the enemy's mouth when he's speaking through somebody that you think these thoughts know what's best for you. Jesus. And so I told him, I say, y'all ain't finna cut on me. Because I know the very first surgeon, and his name is God.
Yes, Lord.
I say, y'all ain't finna go messing around with nothing in my head. I know he's able to move. Oh, and then he was another language, another nationality, and he started talking in that foreign language. Oh, the woman of faith. But you know, he gave us the wisdom for it to do so. So I say, he didn't give you the wisdom, he gave you the knowledge. He's the all-wise God. He said, well, okay, then. You will see. We'll see you back in 3 months. I went back in 3 months, and they looked again. And guess what? They couldn't find nothing. They couldn't find absolutely nothing. Girl, they gave me MRIs, even with the contrast. They gave me casket. They put the little things on my head, the little pins. All you done went through. They done did all the stuff trying to dictate my future. Jesus. When I know, he say, I know the thoughts that I think towards you. They are good and not bad. And expected in is what? A future. See, so when I went back a couple of years later, they said I had fluid on my brain. And they wanted to put a shunt in my head. I had to carry this bag for the rest of my life and empty it out before it can drain. I said, baby, you ain't doing that either. Because I know somebody who dried up the Red Sea, the Jordan River, and the woman with the issue of blood. So if he did it for them, I know. And see, what he did it openly that all can see. So I'm going to say this to you. I, Yvette, believe God, not just for me, but for you. And I touch and agree that it is so. In the name of Jesus. Did you hear what I said? We are touching and agreeing. Come on, grab somebody's hand. Grab somebody's hand. Touch somebody. We touching and agreeing for you. Did you hear what I say? From this day forward, baby, you are already healed. Be it unto you according to what you believe, saith the Lord of hosts. He said it's what working us, right? It's what working us. According to what's working inside of you, be it so. I seal that word right now in the name of Jesus. Because I simply believe God. That, let me play that song for y'all. I believe God.
I believe God in any and everything that he said. Because I know he can't lie. And guess what? He can't die.
We'll die before he will. And everything that he say his word. Got to go out and perform that thing. Did y'all hear? So believe that.
That's it. I choose to believe.
I love you guys so much. I hope it was something said and done on today that will continue to encourage you guys to just stand on the word of God. Thank you, Jesus. He has done so much for me. I'm talking in my body. I'm talking in my mind, baby. When they wanted to say I was a lunatic, I'm talking about the God that is a mind regulator. Baby, when I was paralyzed from my neck down, they said I'd never walk and talk. Baby, I could run. Did y'all hear what I said? I believe God had absolutely nothing. Baby, he had people walking up to me, putting money in my hand, giving me everything that I need. I know who he is. And I know if he did it for me, he delighted in doing it for you, you, and you. That's the kind of God we serve. Come on, y'all. Let's get one more hand clap. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to get ready to get our tithes and offering, y'all. I believe that man. Myself. Y'all know I'm a screamer anyway. I choose to believe. It don't matter. Nobody else ain't got to believe. I do. Thank you, Jesus. A new make. God is going to give you a new in our current state. Did y'all hear me? I would choose to believe what I believe.
Everything he said about me. I believe.
It don't matter what nobody else say. I believe what God say. Baby, that man told me I'm going to be a billionaire. Don't you know I believe God? I'm walking in it. I'm running to it. And I'm trusting him for it. Did you hear what I say? He know he got to make me a billionaire because I give away everything. He know what he got to do. I want to make sure everybody got everything they need. Thank you, Jesus. I love you guys so much. Anybody need any envelopes, please raise your hand. Thank you. you, Jesus.